Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. I will not reject anyone who comes to me, our Lord says. So we have this principle, and it is our great desire, and I know by your presence here, it is our great desire to hear the voice of God and go to Jesus, be called to our Lord. And we have a contrast in the reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We have this severe persecution. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered. So when they were scattered, tells us, where did they go? Some of them, at least Philip, went to Samaria. And what did he do in Samaria? He preached the gospel. Was there a severe persecution in Samaria? No, it was exactly the opposite. The evil spirits fled and the people rejoiced and there was healing. And it's like, okay, why is there rejection in Jerusalem and acceptance in Samaria? And then we have, you know, to kind of complicate the question a little bit, we have Saul is being introduced again in the reading. Now, Saul, who we should all know, Saul becomes Saint Paul. Saul, meanwhile, is trying to destroy the church. Now, what happens to Saul? Saul's heard. He doesn't like it. And this is interesting to me. I hope it's interesting to you as well. Because when Saul goes and preaches the gospel and they reject him, he knows exactly where they're coming from. He's like, I used to be you. And does he say, I used to be you, and, you know, I understand you're just, you know, confused, and it's just kind of too bad, and I feel sorry for you. Is that what he says to him? No, he says, you bunch of stiff-necked, arrogant, you know, clinging to error. So he must have seen something inside of himself that God enlightened to him. Now, so we have this contrast here where there's a severe persecution, and then there's people who accept the gospel, and then there's Jesus saying, everyone who comes to me, I will not reject. So, again, let's do our very best not to, you know, spend a lot of time pointing out there, but let's stand in front of the mirror and say, Lord, am I open to am I open to all of it? Do I see the fullness of the truth, even the parts that challenge me and my presuppositions? You know, am I open to have my blindness enlightened? Because Paul would have said, no, he was not. I was not. And so that's our challenge. Jesus is calling us to the light. He's calling us to transformation. He's calling us to healing. He's calling us to all of it. He's calling us that the evil spirits that attack us would flee from us. And so today we remember he is the bread of life. He is the light of the world. And we strive with all our being to go to him and to proclaim the fullness of the gospel and understand that some will accept it and some won't. So, Lord, have mercy on me and on the whole world.